St. John's man has hit the ultimate high by successfully summiting, I'd love that word, summiting Mount Everest, only the second Newfoundlander to ever do so. Mark Ballard reached the summit early yesterday morning. He's now making his way back down the mountain toward his base camp. Here to talk about Ballard's adventure, what other climbers are saying, is VOCM's Andrew Hawthorne. Andrew, thanks for sticking around after that.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you. I try.
So a lot of people are chiming in because this is a monumental achievement. Even though some 4,000 people have made it to the summit of Everest, just the second Newfoundlander in Ballard. What are you hearing?
It's fascinating. You know, Everest is an interesting contradiction because on one hand, it's kind of a popular tourist destination now. One of the big problems is the crowds of climbers that you've got to get around on Everest and also the trash that they leave behind. On the other hand, it's never getting easier to climb Everest. It is still a titanic achievement. So you've got these two things. And only two Newfoundlanders have ever made it. Only a few have ever even attempted it. It's a massive undertaking. And all of the climbers that are there are really excited about Mark's attempt on his first try. You know, some people do this many, many times in order to do it. We've actually had an update. Just last night, he updated. You can track him on his GPS. He is back safe at base camp.
Excellent.
So a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today about what he is experiencing, he has already achieved. So that's pretty cool.
And some of the notable leaders in the province are offering their congratulations. And, you know, we've heard from Lieutenant Governor Judy Foote and on it goes.
Yep, absolutely. Judy Foote just posted yesterday. And she also gave an nod to his father, Derek. He's a retired RNC officer. He lost his leg to diabetes and had to relearn how to walk. One of the things that inspired Mark Ballard on his journey on this case.
It's a huge achievement. Mark and his team now, you know, they've got to keep their eyes focused on safety as a core value to get down safely. I'll always say that getting to the summit is the goal and the objective, but getting back down safely, well, that's our success. So I certainly wish them the best of descending the mountain.
So as of right now, Mark Ballard and his team are making their way from towards Camp 2. They're heading back down. They were in Camp 4. What is that run like, as far as you know? Like, what kind of things is he going to be seeing and having to look out for there?
You know, one of the biggest things on Everest, as we all know, it's the crowds. It's people. A lot of people are going up. A lot of people are coming down, trying to make their window for that summit attempt. So he really needs to be careful on everything he's doing when he's going from anchor point to anchor point, always being clipped in at two points at the same time and then releasing himself. Make no mistake, the slightest mistake certainly ends up into a fatality.
You mentioned resting, and of course this is a punishing ascent, not only in terms of the amount of physical effort you've got, but in the air you're breathing getting thinner as you go up, and these people have acclimatized. What does it feel like to push yourself like that on the way down?
You know, first of all, let's talk about the whole expedition itself. It takes 6 to 8 weeks of commitment. That's pretty intense to be on the mountain for that period of time. And then on the way down, you're just so mentally and physically exhausted. Yes, once you leave 24,000 feet ascending, you're on bottled oxygen, but it gets really tough. You know, when you talk about the altitude, as we're talking now, all the air molecules are really woven together. As you go higher up in altitude, those molecules separate, but you're still trying to breathe that same amount of air. Think about if you took a small straw in your mouth and tried to run a marathon, how hard that would be. That's how hard it is to breathe. And yes, they're on bottled oxygen coming down as well, at least at Camp 2, but they're exhausted now. They're totally wiped out. They're spent, but they still got to stay focused. Again, their job is not done until they're back at base camp.
That was the first Newfoundlander ever to summit Mount Everest, Stephenville's Al Hancock. He's done it twice, 2007 and again in 2010. And he's currently engaged in finding sponsors for the Big 14 Challenge. He wants to become the first Canadian to summit the tallest 14 mountains in the world, and he's already got 6 down. One thing I wanted to draw attention to, this is a 6 to 8 week effort. That's once you get to the mountain. It's a process of going halfway up, acclimatizing to the thin air, coming back down, and then going maybe a third of the way up or two-thirds of the way up, trying to make it up, waiting for the weather. It's a really hard thing, and not everyone makes it. And it's been said the bravest, toughest thing to do is to turn around, realizing that you're not going to make it and not risk your life. Another climber who has attempted Everest 3 times, only to be turned away before reaching the top, T.A. Loeffler, has firsthand knowledge of how treacherous the mountain can be. I spoke with her about the conditions Mark Ballard currently is facing and if and when she's going to take another crack at Everest.
Because on any of the big Himalayan mountains, if you get yourself into trouble, you might not only be risking your own life, you could be risking the life of the Sherpa who's climbing with you and things. So my goal was always to try to keep a clear enough head to keep that in mind. And I can always choose to go back.
So Mark and his team, as you say, they're on their way down now. What do you have to say about the journey from Camp 2? What do you remember about that area on the mountain, and what do they have to look out for here?
So they have one more big obstacle to surmount on their way down. They have to get through the Khumbu Icefall, and it's a very feared obstacle. I often liken it to it being iceberg season here in Newfoundland. If you can imagine about 10,000 icebergs all falling from a height of about six Signal Hills and having to make your way through them knowing how erratic icebergs are. So there is a route through it that's maintained by a group of Sherpas called the Icefall Doctors, but the ice is unpredictable. It can fall and it can get climbers into trouble. So they'll be doing their best to get going early, probably tomorrow morning in the dark, to be able to pass through that last obstacle during the safest time of the day.
And for yourself, do you foresee another summit attempt in the future?
Well, I just got back from Nepal myself about a week and a half ago. We did another segment of the Great Himalayan Trail, which is the trail that crosses the high Himalayas. And we've now walked in three different expeditions about halfway across Nepal, walked slash climbed. And we did do a climb peak of Yala Peak, about 5,500 meters. And it was so wonderful to be standing on a summit surrounded by these giant, wonderful Himalayan mountains that it did stir something in me. So my current goal is to get back to training, and I've set a goal of trying to get to 8,000 meters, probably on a peak different than Everest. And then if that goes well, then I'll give myself permission to consider going back.
That was climber T.A. Loeffler.
It's a fascinating story. I'm really pleased you brought the tape this morning, Andrew. Thanks for this.
No problem. Cheers, folks.
That's VOCM's Andrew Hawthorne.